Planet X09, Captain.
Nice parking. Start your scan, Spock. Let's see if this planet is in bad a shape as Starfleet thinks it is. Mr. Goffrey, next time come in a bit slower. These chairs don't have airbags or seatbelts, you know.
Well, I thought it was pretty cool.
Well, it wasn't. 2 demerit points. Typical. Well, Spock?
83% of the planet is infested by Femons.
So mostly the big cities?
Mostly around the cities, but there are pockets in the rural areas as well.
Their evolution progress?
Non-existent, Captain. At least for the last 30 years.
Population life existence, Spock.
Massively amounts of people living in the streets. Drugs and debauchery is widespread. Industries and companies are failing. Depression and suicide is commonplace, mostly around the cities. The worst areas are all run by Femons, Captain.
Where do these Femons come from?
At one time they were normal, Captain. Then they got entitled, angry and aggressive. Usually larger and less attractive. Red, green and purple hair and tattoos and as toxic as hell, Captain.
Has there ever been a case where a Femon's reverted back to normal again?
Not according to the records I've scanned, Captain.
Starfleet has left the decision entirely up to me. I'm on a meeting in the briefing room now, Spock, with the people I respect and trust their opinion.
Hey, yeah, I could do with a coffee.
Not you, Mr. Goffrey. You stay here and look after the bridge and count the stars.
Figures.
Come on, Spock. You all know why you're here. I've been given the task by Starfleet to decide whether or not to use a no-man torpedo on planet X09.
1, 2, 3. 3.5.
As you know, the no-man torpedo extinguishes all life and sets the planet back to zero. Zero meaning the planet is completely dead. And the only life that will populate this planet in the future would be purely by chance. You all have the information of the recent scans, and I want your input into whether or not to use the torpedo or not. Bones.
Definitely no, Captain. My job is to save lives, not to remove them, especially in a cold, calculated way.
That's reasonably understandable, Doctor, in your position. Scotty.
Well, according to the scans, Captain, they haven't made any engineering progress for over 30 years. And space exploration is non-existent. And the place is a mess, Captain. So I say yes, use a no-man torpedo. I'd like to see her fly, Captain. It's a beautiful piece of machinery, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, Scotty. Spock.
My planet almost destroyed itself in its history too, Captain. However, planet X09 is past the point, I believe, of no return. However, I'm going to abstain my vote.
Shirking your responsibilities, aren't you, Spock?
No, Captain. Starfleet regulations allows me to abstain if the vote isn't the deciding one. I've abstained, so your vote is the deciding one.
You bastard. Get your stations ready. I'll be launching the no-man torpedo in exactly 1 hour. Dismissed. How history will judge us after this day is entirely out of our hands. Fire the no-man torpedo, Mr. Goffrey. No-man torpedo away, Captain.
no life present on the planet. It's complete reset, Captain. The planet is dead.
What have I done, Spock? What have I done? What have I done, Spock? What have I done? What have I done? Spock.
Yes, Captain.
How's it going up there?
On schedule for delivering spare parts to sexbots on Alpha 5. Mostly vaginas.
I just had one hell of a dream.
They can be uplifting.
This one wasn't. Okay, I'm gonna have a shower and pull one off. I'll be up on the bridge in about 40 minutes.
You disgust me, Captain.
What?
Very well, Captain. See you shortly.
Oh. Yeah, I know. I used a dream trick. Well, it worked on Dallas, didn't it? Or did it? Well, anyway, thanks for watching and you take it easy now.